Today Shir the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Sota Daf Mem Vav. We did the Mishnah yesterday, so we begin five lines from the top Mem Vav and Aleph, starting off discussing the Gemara on the Mishnah. The Mishnah taught us a little bit more about the dinim of Egla Arufa, and the Gemara starts off the Hey Mum Poso Bi Egla Mikav Chomer. In yesterday's Mishnah, we had learned that an Egla Arufa was a certain age. It had to be an Egla, which is in the first year of life, but there was a din that while it couldn't have work done on it, it had to be an animal that hadn't had been worked. Nevertheless, it was allowed to have a mum, as opposed to a carbon, which of course cannot have a blemish, cannot have a mum. So the Gemara now asks, why don't we say that Egla Rufa should not be allowed to have a mum from a Kal V'chomer from Para Aduma? Now, what is that? V'hei mum posel b'eglo mikal v'chomer. A mum should, posel, we should say, from a kal v'chomer, from Para Aduma, that Egla Rufa shouldn't be allowed to have a mum. Uma para, by the Para Aduma, she'ein hashanim poslos ba. A Para Aduma can be any age. There is no requirement for it to be a certain age. So if you have a Para Aduma of any age, it can function as the Para Aduma. Nevertheless, mum posel, even though there is no age requirement, a mum will posel it. You can't have a Para Aduma that has a mum. So Egla, which does have specific years attached to it, Shishanim Poslos Ba, Egla by definition, as Rashi tells us, is Bas Shinosahi, as the Pasuk tells us, Egel Vakeves B'nei Shana. So therefore, the Egel and the Keves have to be 1 year old, so an Egla Aruf has to be 1 year old, so Shanim Poslos Ba, it has a limit on its age, so certainly, if it has a limit on its age, certainly, Enodin Sheimum Poslos Ba, we should be able to make this Kal V'chomer, that if by a Paraduma, which has no age restriction, there is a din of mum, so certainly, which an egla, which has an age restriction, which is stricter, so certainly that also should be disqualified if it has a mum. So Gemara says, no, that's not a good kal v'chomer, because we can slug it up with the following thinking. Shiny Hudson, it's different, because in regards to paradum, it says, d'amar kra, asher ein ba mum. There is a miut there. It doesn't have a mum. Asher ein ba mum, and that ba is a miut. Ba, only in the paraduma, does mum posel ba. The ein mum posel be egla, as opposed to this is telling us that you can't have this kavachomer. Kavachomer is logical, but if we have tsukim or a drush, it tells us that we can't use the kavachomer, so it slugs up the kavachomer. So because it says by paraduma, asher ein ba mum, that tells us that we can't make this kavachomer. Gemara says, wait a second, elamayata, if that's true, lo yushar avodos poslos ba. So then, all other types of work, which we learn out from egla rufa, should not apply then to a paraduma, because that is a kal v'chomer, and the word ba is also by egla rufa. So how come alama am Rav Yehuda am Rav? Why did Rav Yehuda say the name of Rav? Heiniach alea uda shel sakim. If you were to place on the paraduma a bundle of sacks, uda shel sakim, Rashi tells us, this is an aguda, a bundle of sacks, sakin, psula, it is puzzle. The paraduma, if it has placed on its back, even something that's not doing any work, but you just put on it this uda shel sakin, it is puzzle. It will make the paraduma not be acceptable. You know, it's a perfectly good red cow, but if it had work done to it, even by having a uda shel sakin on its back, it is psula. And we learn this out, uba egla achatimsho. By egla rufa, we learn out that if you were to just put the Uda Shel Sakin on it, it actually wouldn't be good. And this would be a question, how can it be stricter? If we're learning it out from Egla Rufa, how can the din by Egla Rufa not be as strict as the din by Paraduma? If you're learning it out from Paraduma from Egla Rufa. So that we'll get to a little bit later in the Gemara. But right now we're saying that we're going to learn out from a Kal V'chomer, from Egla Rufa to Paraduma, that this Uda Shel Sakin is not allowed to be on the back of the cow. If it is, then the cow is no good. So the Egla, we learn out the din that it can't have work done to it, but it has to pull, it has to move the item. If you just put it on its back, so the Egla Rufa won't be ruined by just having something on its back. Now, if you're telling me if the word ba is present, so then you can't make this Kal V'chomer, it's a miyut, so we have the word ba present by Egla Rufa as well. It says, asher lu ubad ba, so asher lu moshcha ba'al. So therefore, how can you tell me if the word ba is present that there's no Kal V'chomer, so then you shouldn't be allowed to learn out from Egla Rufa to Paraduma? Someone says, no, again, we can schlug that up because shiny par is different because there's a gzeira shava there. It's not a kal v'chomer. The alfinon all me'egla. We have by paraduma where it says, asher lo olo aleha all, and you have by egla arufa, you also have where it says, Asher lo ubad ba, asher lo moshcha be'ol. So we have this gzeirah shava. It's not a kavu chomer. It's all. That's how we learn out from Egla Arufa. And that's why if Egla Arufa can't do work, so too the Paraduma can't do work. Now we still have to address the question that the dinim don't seem to be the same. We'll get to that later in the Gemara. So Gemara says, once you have this gzeirah shava, so Egla nami tese ol mi para. So then we should learn it out from Paraduma as well. There is a din of mum by Paraduma, so there should be a din of mum by Egla Arufa. So when it says, no, that's what we have the miyat for, as we just explained. Ha miyat rachmana ba. It says, in regards to the Paraduma, ba. So only by the Paraduma is this din apply, because it says, asher ein ba mum. So that's what it disqualifies it from being carried over to Egla Arufa. So when it says, so then the other way around as well. Be Egla namiksiv ba. By Egla, it tells us, the word ba, asher lo ubad ba, and therefore that should limit this din of work to just Egla Arufa, and you can't carry it over through the Gerus Shabbat through to Paraduma. So it says, no, the ba that you have by Egla Arufa, asher lo ubad ba, is a miyut for something else. It's ba only by Egla Arufa, and not how be by limute kachim. The teachers, this din doesn't apply to kachim, but it does apply through the Gerus Shabbat to Paraduma. And that din is the lo paslo behu avoda, that if a animal of kachim had work done to it, that doesn't passel it from being a carbon. Because I would have said, so kadai dechamina chlesi b'kavachomer miegla. I would have said that you could have a kavachomer from egla arufa to regular kachim. That uma egla shein mum posa bo by the egla arufa. The din is that there is no disqualification. If there is a mum, it's allowed to have a mum, and nevertheless, avoda poselis bo, but work done to it will possibly for me the egla rufa. So then certainly, kavu chomer to kachim, shemum poselis behen. By kachim, a mum is posel, so therefore, ein odin shavoda poselis behen. So it would have made sense for this kavu chomer to say that certainly, by kachim, if work was done on the animal, that the animal shouldn't be good as a carbon. So therefore, that's what you need, the pasuk by Egla Rufa, asher lo ubad ba, to teach us that it applies only, the work restriction, only to Egla Rufa and not to kachim. And therefore, you're free to have the all to learn out from Egla Rufa to Paraduma, the restriction on work applies to both of them. Where it says you can shlug that kavachom rap ikal emifrach mali egla shekain shanim poslus ba. The egla rufa again has to be a 1-year-old, so therefore kachim that doesn't apply. Where it says of course it applies by kachim. What are you talking about? Atu kachim mileka the posle bu shanim. Certain korbanos have restrictions on what year they can be brought. You have kevis ben shasal the ola. So there are certain restrictions that apply to korbanos as well. So therefore that's not a good kavachomer that you could say from egla rufa has something that is more stricter than by kachim, because kachim also has restrictions in terms of age in some of the korbanos, and therefore ki itzrich kra, you need this miut of ba lahanach kachim de pasul bushanim, and therefore in fact you need the word ba by Egla Rufa to exclude all of these kachim, which also have age restrictions on them. And you would have said that if Egla Rufa, which a mum is not pasul ba, nevertheless you can't have work done to it, so certainly kachim, which also have time restrictions on them in terms of when the age of the carbon can be brought, which does have the din of mum, so certainly eno din shavoda poselis bem, and therefore that's what you need the miut ba by Egla Rufa, but it is not excluding para aduma, and therefore you can go and learn all from Egla Rufa to para aduma. More still questions, it says, bikachim delo posel bu avoda mehocha nafka. Are you telling me that this is really the source that you have for kachim, that they're not possible because of the miut of ba by Egla Rufa? Is that why, if an animal had work done to it, you're still allowed to bring it as a korban? Is that the source? Is ba the source? No, mehasam nafka. We have another brisa that tells us that the source why kachim, if the animal had been worked, it's still allowed to be brought as a korban, because the pasuk says, in regards to things that pasul kachim, if it is an averis is a blind animal, o shover, it's an animal that has a broken leg, o chorutz, if an animal has certain types of abnormalities in its eyes, o yabelis, or it has certain types of warts on it, o gora, if it has a certain type of skin lesion, o yalefes, or if it has another type of skin lesion. Gorv is dry, Yalefis is a wet type of a skin lesion. Lo sakrivu elo Hashem. So the pasuk tells us that these are forbidden to be brought as a carbon if they have these mumim on them. Now, the pasuk ends and says, lo sakrivu elo Hashem. Elo, these specific things aren't allowed to be brought as a carbon to Hashem. meaning these and only these, Eila Iatomakriv, Avol Atomakriv, Kachim, Shenev Dobahen Avoda. You are allowed to bring as an animal that had been your work animal. You've been plowing it with for years and now you donate it as a carbon. No problem. It's allowed to be done. So therefore, this is the source for an animal not having a prohibition if it's been worked to be brought as kachim, and not the miyut of ba. So therefore, we're getting stuck. You're telling me you need the miyut of ba to teach out that egla rufa has work restrictions on it, but kachim don't, and therefore ba isn't used to exclude work done on the paraduma and say only egla rufa, but not by paraduma. But that's not the source. Here you see that ela is the source. So it says, no, you still need both. Itzrich, you still need ba by egla rufa to exclude work by kachim. That miyut only by egla rufa is a restriction on work, but not by kachim. And yes, there is a restriction of work still by paraduma because you need both of these drushes, ela and ba. Itzrich, because I would have said on my own, so could I techaminach, hani mili, when is it true that an animal that had work done to it is still allowed to be brought as a carbon? Hani mili hecho di avad bohen avodas heter. That's when it had been done. Some type of work that is permissible. You're allowed to plow with the animal. However, avol avodas iser, if it had been iser work. For example, Rashi says, now Rashi is again found on the Tosafot side in the fourth line, kigon bishabbos, this animal had worked on Shabbos, oh, kilayim, bishor v'chamor, or it had participated in an iser type of kilayim work, where it was plowing a shor and a chamor together. So then that shor, which had worked on Shabbos, or had been part of a kilayim prohibition, that could not be done to be brought as kachim. Avol avodas iser, emelisteru. So therefore, tzricha, you need both. You need the ba and you need Ela to teach us both animals that have done permissible work and animals that have done non-permissible work. Nevertheless, they're allowed to be brought as a carbon. Gemara says, no, but that's also not learned out from Ba. We have another pasuk that teaches that. Va'nami mihocha nafka. That's learned from the following drasha in the following brisa. It says, umiyad den nechor lo sakrivu eslechem elokechem mikol Ela. It says from nechor, you're not allowed to go bring these types of food to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may Ela. Ela iatomakriv, these things you're not allowed to, as opposed to avol atomakriv, kachim shenevda behem avoda. This is the other source. So you have the pasuk Ela that we brought down by the blemishes to teach us that these and only these are restrictions in the carbon, but you're allowed to have kachim shenevda behem avoda, is not a problem. And the other source for the permissible and not permissible work is this pasuk here that says, eslech lokechem mikol Ela. So we don't need ba. Where it says, yes, we still need ba, itzrich. You need all three, because salkadai dechaminich, I would have said, if you only had these two, hani mili hecho de'ovad behen kishen chulin. I would have said, that would be true while they were chulin. So if they had done permissible work or non-permissible work while the animal was still chulin, so nevertheless, that animal could still be brought as a carbon. But, avol ovad behen kishen kachim. But if they had done work while they already were kachim, now you're not allowed to work with an animal with a broken hectic, but if somebody did work with it, it doesn't possibly from being brought as a carbon. So how do I know that? Oh, that's what I need, ba, tzricha. Therefore, you need all three of these drashos, and therefore, ba is available only to restrict you from learning out malacha from egla rufa to kachim, but it's available, therefore, to not restrict egla rufa to paraduma, and then we have the gzeirah shav of all that teaches us, just like by egla rufa, you're not allowed to do work, so too, by paraduma, you're not allowed to do work. Now, again, we have to explain, the restrictions aren't the same. The words by paraduma also tell you you're not allowed to do work. It just says, asher lo olo leo all, and that's different than what it says by the egla rufa, where it says, asher lo ubad ba, asher lo moshcha ba all. So we'll still have to explain that. Now, that's what we're going to do now. Gufa. We brought down this din. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, heniach oleo udo shosakim psula, ube egla achetim shoh. So, Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, it said, there is a difference in the dinim over here. And if you're learning it out, all as Xer Rishava, how can there be any difference in the dinim? So that's what the Gemara now asks. Meisvei. We ask the following. We learned out all. The word by all, by paraduma, teaches us ainli ela all. That would be just a regular din of all. You can't put a yoke on the animal's back. That would be posling the paraduma. How do we know? Shar avodos inayin. The pasuk only tells us by paraduma, asher lo ala ala all. How do we know other types of work also would not allow the animal to be brought as a paraduma inayin? So we'll learn it out as a kal v'chomer. And this kal v'chomer is as follows. We've already said it. Uma egla shein mum poslo ba, nevertheless shvar avodos poslos ba, by egla rufa, which there is no din of book. And yet, all types of avoda are disqualifying the animal for being an egla rufa. So, paru, which does have the din of bum, shmum posa, so certainly, ain't no din. It's a kavachomer. Shishar Avodos Poslin Ba. So that's the Kal V'chomer they want to learn, Egla Rufa to Para Aduma. And the Gemara says, and if you don't like that Kal V'chomer, V'im Navshoch Lomar, Nemar Kan Ol, the Nemar Lahal and Ol, it says Ol by Para Aduma, it says Ol by Egla Rufa, Malhal and Shar Avodos Poslin Ba, by Egla Rufa, it includes other Melachos, not only just the yoke on it. So too, learn through the scary shava, avkan shar avodas posels. So too, by paraduma, the other types of avoda also possible. So we started off saying it's kal v'chomer, and if you don't like the kal v'chomer, so then we have a scary shava. Of course, it says, what's wrong with the kal v'chomer that you're saying if you don't like the kal v'chomer? Ma im nafshech lomar. Why didn't you like the kal v'chomer? So it says, because you can slug up the kal v'chomer. The chitemo ikal mevrach, you could slug it up with the following. Ma le egla shekein shar and posels, well, as we had already pointed out, the egla rufa has to be in the first year of life. As we brought down the egel v'cheves ben shana, b'nei shana. So therefore, ma'al egel shekein shana posels, but it's restricted. It must be the first year of life. An egel, by definition, is a cow that is under 1 year of age. So therefore, you would say that that doesn't apply by paraduma. Or alternatively, you could slug it up. Inami, kachim yuchichu, or you could prove from kachim. Shemum posel behen, vein avon posel behen. Or you could argue this way, that the fact that something has a mum doesn't mean necessarily that it has other restrictions, kachim, which have a mum posel behem, nevertheless, and a voter posel behem. So therefore, you don't have a kavah chomet that this din should certainly apply to paraduma as well. If it applies to egla rufa, it should apply to paraduma. So we could slug up the kavah chomer. And therefore, if you don't have a kavah chomer for either one of these two reasons, egla has shanim posels ba, and alternatively, kachim, which does have a mum, nevertheless, and a voter posel behem. So therefore, you could slug up the kavah chomer. So then, if you want to shlug up the kal v'chomer, nevertheless, they have the all gzeirus shava from egla rufa to paraduma. Never can all by egla rufa, never mal all by paraduma. Mal hal and shar avodos, avkan shar avodos. Just like by egla rufa, it doesn't only apply to all; it applies to all avodos. So too by paraduma, it applies to all avodos. Now, umimakum shibasa. From that din, however, you're learning out by egla rufa. There it tells us, Malahalan Achatim Shoch. It says that you have to move the animal with the yoke on it. It's Asher Lo Moshcha Be'ol. It says specifically that if you just put the awl on it, such as an Uda Shel Sakin on the animal, that doesn't passel the Egla Rufa. So how can you learn now from Egla Rufa, which doesn't passel just by being put on it, to Paraduma, which does passel by being put on it? If that's the source, how can the Egla Rufa be less restrictive than the Paraduma when Egla Rufa is the source? Malahala, not the Shimsho, so Avkan, Ashatimsho. So we have a problem. How can it be stricter by Paraduma when you're learning it out from Egla Rufa? So Gemara says, this is in fact, where Yehuda Amar Rav's statement doesn't go only by this Gzeir Shava Tanoihi. This is a Machlokes Tanoim. That we have another opinion, not only the Gzeir Shava all, the Ika Demaisi Lomi Egla. Yes, there are those that learned it out through this all Gzeir Shava. However, Ika Demaisi Lomi Gufa De Para. And Rav Yehuda Amar Rav holds like this second Tanoic opinion that learns it out in the Gufa de Para, not through a Xer Shava from Egla Rufa to Para Duma, but Rav Yehuda Rav, who says Uda Shosakin will disqualify a Para Duma, where it wouldn't disqualify an Egla Rufa, is because he doesn't learn out Para Duma from Egla Rufa through the old Xer Shava, like this first Tana does, but Ika de Maisilah mi Gufa de Para. What is that? The Tanya. Now we have the word all that's said by Para Duma. As we pointed out many times already, it says in the Pasuk, you have to take Para Aduma Tmima Asher Ein Ba Mum Asher Lo Ola Alel All. Now, Ein Li Ela All, that would tell me an All. If you have a yoke on the animal, that will go and rule it from being a Para Aduma. Shar Avodus Minayin, he doesn't learn it out from the Gzeir Shava of All from Egla Rufa. This learns it out directly from Para Aduma. Talmud Lomar Asher Lo Ola Alel All. This Tana Darshins, that means Mikol Mokom, under any circumstance, Lo Allah Aleha All includes any type of avoda, not just a yoke. So, Imkein, Ma Tamu Loma All. So then, why does it say All? If you're telling me it means everything, why does it say the word All? Because All Posel, Be Mishas Avoda, Be Mishlo Bishas Avoda. Sha'ar Avodos, In a Posel, Ela Bishas Avoda. Because putting something on the back of the animal, a yoke on the animal, will posel it whether it's doing work or not. Whereas all the other avodas that you do with the Parah Aduma, they'll only posel it if you're doing work with it, not if it's just being put on for your convenience. What exactly does this mean? So Rashi says, Afilu hinicho aleha lahokel masa miyado velo limsho. If you put it on the animal, you're carrying a package, and this package is too heavy for you to carry right now. You need to rest for a second. So you put it on the back of the paraduma, so it's not an ol, so it's not a yoke on the animal, but it is a burden on the animal. But if the animal then is going to carry it for you, so then the animal has done work for you. But if you just did it, so you relax yourself for a second, and not that the animal is doing work for you, so then in that situation, it wouldn't possle it. Only the yoke possles it, shelo b'shas avoda, but other avodas don't possle it, ella b'shas avoda. And that's what we learn after the words, asher lo, alo, aleo, all. But it implies to everything, but it doesn't apply to everything unless it's b'shas avoda for everything else, but all even applies shelo b'shas avoda. That's the way this Tana dashens the words asher lo alo aleo all. So Gemara says, why don't we dashen it as a klal uprat? Neima asher lo alo alo aleo. That's the klal, and then it says all. That's a prat, and then you have a klal uprat, and the rules are ein b'klal elamashem b'prat. So therefore, all in midiakwin alo should only apply to an all, and it shouldn't apply to other things. Why don't we learn this out as a klal uprat? So Gemara tells us a very important rule, which we're going to apply several times in today's shiur. When they have the word asher, it means ribuya hu, that you darshan it not in the klal uprat methodology, but you just darshan it as a general ribuy. So when it says asher lo alo aleo all, you don't darshan it as lo alo aleo as a klal and then all as a prat, but you say asher lo alo aleo all to include everything. And the only difference is whether all, why was specifically all stated? That's because all applies beim b'shas avoda, beim shlo b'shas avoda, whereas all the other avodas are only applicable b'shas avoda. So that's the drasha of this Tana, and that's who Rav Yehuda Amar Rav goes like, and they don't use the gzeir shava all, and therefore you can have a stricter din by parat duma according to Rav Yehuda Amar Rav than you do by egla rufa, because the two aren't learned one from the other. According to the other Tana, where you learn it through the Gzeir Shava, all. So then obviously the dinam by Egla Rufa cannot be less strict than the dinam that learning out by Paraduma, because you learn Paraduma from Egla Arufa. That's the teretz. And I'll show you this is right thing where it says, because we darshan similarly by Egla Rufa according to this Tana. The Tani Nami Gabi Egla Ki Hai Gavna. We have the same type of drasha by Egla Rufa. It says all in regards to Egla Rufa, as we've mentioned already several times. The pasuk says, Asher lo ubad bo, asher lo moshko be'ol, and therefore that will tell me ein li ela ol. Again, specifying an ol. Sha'ar avodos minayin. How do we know by Egla Rufa that all the other avodos also will pass with the Egla Rufa? Tamalom, because it says asher lo ubad bo. It was work hadn't been done to the Egla Rufa. Mikol akum, and that implies in any type of work. No. Then again, the same question as we had by Paradum, we had by Egla Rufa. Imke ma tamalomar all. Why does the pasuk then say all? If he's telling me it doesn't only apply to all, it applies to any type of work, why did it say all? Again, all poso, b'mishas avoda, b'mishlo b'shas avoda. Again, to teach us the same thing by Egla Rufa, that in all, whether it's on the animal, it's doing work or not, boom, that pasuk it as being an Egla Rufa. Whereas all the other avoda, the sharvos, in posos, ella b'shas avoda. They will only pasuk the animal if it does work with it, but not if it was on its back, because you wanted to lighten your load for a second, and you just put it on the animal's back, so the animal didn't do any work for you, that doesn't pasuk the animal. All, it would pasuk the animal, no matter what. Same drasha that we just had by Paraduma, we make the same drasha according to this Tana by Egla Rufa. And we ask the same question again now. The Ema, why don't we say this is a klal uprat? Why don't we say, Ashelo ubad ba, that's a klal. All is a prat. Klal uprat, en b'chal el mashav prat. All in midiachrin alo. Same exact thing. We should say that this should apply only to an all, because it's a klal uprat and nothing else. Therefore, again, the word asher changes that around. It's asher is ribuya hu, and teaches us not to learn it through the regular klal uprat methodology. The word asher is an overriding rule of klal uprat that tells us that it's just a ribuy, and it includes everything. So therefore, all is specified only for, again, to teach us bein b'shas avoda, bein shelo b'shas avoda, and all others are only b'shas avoda, but it does include everything else through this ribuy asher. Okay, the work continues and says, I'm Rabbi Yavo. Rabbi Yavo says, boy, my name is Rabbi Yochanan. We ask the following Shiloh, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishichas ol bekama. How much over here does the animal have to carry in order for it to be moshcha be'ol by the Egla Rufa? So Amar Li, so Rabbi Yochanan responded to Rabbi Yavo, kimelo ol. It has to move it the amount of distance that is the moshcha to be like the size of the all. And they asked again, Ibalu, they asked in the base medrash to Rav Yochanan, does that mean the length or the width of the all, of the yoke? L'arko o l'rochbo. Obviously, it wasn't a square yoke, so it was rectangular or some different shape. So do you go by the length or do you go by the width? That is the din of Asher Lo Moshcha Biol. It hadn't moved the ol. So Amaluho, how may Rabbanan? One of the Talmidim wanted to answer this question. His name was Riyaku Shimei, and he says, Lididi, I myself, Mefarsh Limine, the Rabbi Yochanan. We had asked this question previously to Rabbi Yochanan, and he had explained that it means Mishichas Ol Lerochbo, the width of the ol, and that is in fact a tefa. So the din is, when it says Asher Lo Moshcha Baol, it has to have moved it a tefa, the width of the ol. Where it says, so why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say a tefach? Why did he say Mishichas Ol L'Rochbo? He just said a tefach. So name a tefach. So the Gemara says no, because he's teaching us a din, another din on the side. How come Ashulon that the shiura, the all, that this width that we're talking about by the all, tefach habi is a tefach. Why do we have to know that? Why is he teaching us this additional din? So this is a din in regards to dini mamanos, in terms of lemekach umemkar. If a person buys an unspecified all, so then it's considered a mekach tos if it doesn't have the width at least of a tefach. In terms of the din of Moshra Ba'ol, so then this din doesn't apply. That's just the distance that has to be Moshra. But any all will do it. But in terms of Mekach U'Memkach, the basic din is if somebody purchases without specifying that he wants an all, so it has to be at least the width of a tefach. Okay. Now we continue to Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul. Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul said, "Mipnei ma Amar Torah, havei egla binacha." Why bedafka does the egla roof have to be binacha? We said Rashi holds nacha means in a valley, and the Rambam's opinion is that it's by the bank of a river, bank of some sort of body of water. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically want the egla to be brought in a nacha? So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us in this psukim, "Yavo dovar shelo asaperos," let us bring a egla, which is a one-year-old cow that hasn't yet had children, the aref, and it should have the arufa process done to it. It should be its head chopped off from its back. B'makum she'enos soteros, in a place that is not fertile, this hard ground of the nachal, either of the valley, it was very hard ground and wasn't able to be cultivated, or it was the riverbank, which also isn't able to be cultivated, and bring a kapara, amishalohinicho lasos peros, to this person who was killed and didn't have an opportunity to go and have children. So Gemara says, really? My peros, what are you talking about over here that this person didn't have children? Ilema, period of review. Are you telling me that it means that this person who was killed didn't have the opportunity to have children? Is that the deciding factor in terms of egla rufa? Are you telling me, elemiata, now based upon this, the din would be that if there was an elderly person, azaki, that can no longer have children, well, men can have children to much later age than women can have children. There's a idea of menopause by women that we don't normally find in a natural way by men, but nevertheless, a person reaches an age that he no longer is capable of having children. Or, vasaris, so you're talking about a person who's castrated. He obviously physically can't have children. So you're telling me that by a zokane or a saris, hachanami, the lower arfinon, that the din of egla rufa doesn't apply to them because, after all, they couldn't have had children. So therefore, the whole purpose of the egla rufa was to atone for somebody that could have had children. They couldn't have children. Telling me the egla rufa din doesn't apply? Never heard any such din. So it says, you're right, it doesn't mean period of Arabia. When we said that this person was cut off from having peros, it meant mitzvos. The children of a person are their mitzvos. So that's what it's referring to over here, that you cut off his peros, you cut off his ability to make mitzvos, to do perform mitzvos anymore. Okay. Mara continues by quoting the Mishnah, and we're reading also El Machal Eson, and the Mishnah said, what does Eson mean? Eson kimashmo means kosher. So the Gemara now asks, Tana Rabban, we learn in the following Braisa, minayin le'eson shu kosher. How do you know that the word Eson means kosher? And we'll bring psukim, shenamai, and we turn to Menvavo Mekdeis, we bring psukim to support this. We'll bring two psukim, Eson moshavecha v'sim basela kinecha. So the pasuk tells us that Eson, which is your place, would be like a rock. So we see that Eson refers to very hard ground. Or alternatively, Ba'omer, you can learn it out from a pasuk from Micha. Ba'omer, Shimu Horim Esriv Hashem, the mountains will hear the Machokis of Hashem, Ba'esonim mostly Oritz, and the Esonim, which are the foundations of the earth, which is a hard ground. So therefore, that's how we learn that Eson means a hard ground. There is an alternative position, an alternative explication that tells us the Acherim Omrim, it's usually Rav Meir, Minayin le'Eson Shu Yashin. Eson doesn't mean hard, it means old, ancient. So how do we know that? Shenemar, Goy Eson Hu, Goy Me Olam Hu. So he dashes from this pasuk that it's talking about a nation that was from the beginning of the world, and therefore Eson, according to the Acherim, means ancient. Okay, so the first two psukim we brought down, however, support the Mishnah, which says that Eson means very hard. Okay, then we quote the Mishnah again. We say we take a cleaver, you take a very big knife, and you sever the head of the egla from the back to the front, as opposed to shchita, which is the front to the back. How do we know this? My timer. So we learn this out from Chatas Of. Chatas Of, the Malika is done from the back of the neck. So Gomer Arifa, Arifa Mechatas Of, because it uses Lashon of Arifa by Chatas Of, and therefore it tells us that that's done from the back towards the front. So too, by Egla Rufa, it's from the back to the front. The word Arifa, Arifa is Xerishava that teaches that these dim are similar. Then we quote the Mishnah, we said that the place where they do the decapitation over here of the Egla Rufa, so that place is forbidden to plant and to work there, which we said was to work on the ground itself. Other work, as we'll darshan out, is allowed to be done there, but you can't go and cultivate that ground. Tanur Bar Mila in the following braisa, the pasuk tells us, Asher lo ye oved bo, the lo yizare. It tells you can't do work there and it can't be planted there. So this implies lisha avar, that it can't have done work there in the past as well. Divi Rav Yosha. Rav Yosha said, Omer, no, it only means lahaba. It only means in the future you can't do work over there. So we have a fundamental difference between Rav Yosha and Rav Yosha, which we'll understand a little bit more in the moment, but it basically is going to be telling us that Rav Yosha says that it applies ever. You can't have had work done there in the past, and you're certainly not allowed to do work there in the future. And Rav Yonah says, though, it only talks about the future. And that's what Rava now explains. Rava Amar, Rava teaches us, Lahaba, in regards to the future, everybody agrees, both Rav Yosha and even Rav Yonah's son, Lekuli Alma, Lo Pligi, that you're not allowed to do work there in the future. Dersiv, Velo Yizoreya, because the pasuk tells us that you're not allowed to do planting there, which implies future. Yizoreya, in the future. Where the machlokus is between Rav Yosha and Rav Yonasan is only regarding the past. Keep ligi lisha ogar. Here, Rav Yosha says, he holds sovar, miksiv velo yeubad. The pasuk says, lo yeyaved. It doesn't say yeubad, which would imply definitely a term for the future. So from the fact that the Torah did not pick a word that only could mean the future, yeubad, but instead said yeyaved, so Rav Yosha learns out that it's teaching us not only the future, but also the past. Rav Yonasan disagrees. Rav Yonasan says, Mikasiv Asher Lo Nevad. If it really wanted to tell us the past, it should have used a term for the past. And it didn't. It used a more neutral term, Yei Oved. And therefore, Rav Yonasan says that it only applies Lahaba, but it doesn't apply to the past. So it's how you darsh in the word, Yei Oved. It didn't say Yubad. It didn't say Nevad. That's what they're arguing about, Rav Yosha versus Rav Yonasan. No. What does each one do with the other one's taina? Rav Yosha, taka, it didn't say, according to Rav Yosha, nevad. So Rav Yosha, he says the word asher, and tells us lishavar mashma. Yes, you're right. But when it says the word asher, lo yeyaved bo, that comes to tell us that it means yeyaved is past and future. That's how Rav Yosha learns. And that's why it didn't say nevad, because it added the word asher. No, what does Rav Yonasan do? He says, Asher, Ribuyu. He says, no, that comes to just teach us that it means everything is applicable over here, like we had darshan previously, and therefore can't be used to tell us a din of the past. As we said previously, Asher comes to be marba, everything, and any type of work on this ground cannot be used. Okay. The Mishnah then is quoted again, however, that was only work in the ground itself that can't be done, but if to use that area to, for example, comb flax, or to go and chisel out rocks, that would be permitted. The pasuk says again, Asher lo yeved bo lo yizareya. So that teaches us Ein Elizria. So the pasuk says you can't go and plant over there. How do we know Shara votes nine other avodas in the land you can't do? Because it says, Tamaloma Asher lo yeved bo. You can't go and do work in that land. And that implies mikomokom, any work in the land. No, then maybe why did you need the word yizoreya if yeyoved means everything? So then, what does yizoreya add? Imkain ma tamalom velo yizoreya doesn't seem to add anything. If you're telling me asher lo yeyoved bo means mikomokom, so no, the din of yizoreya is important. Lomar to teach us this din. Lomar lecha ma zriya miuchedes she begufa shel karka. Just like Zriya is something done intrinsically to the ground, you plant in the ground, so Af, call all Avodas over here, Sheba Gufa Shokarka, are forbidden. As opposed to Yotza, Srikas Pishton, as opposed to combing flax, or Vinikor Avodim, or chiseling out rocks, She'ain Begufa Shokarka, they're not in the land itself, so you're allowed to do things of work on top of the land, you just can't do them in the land. That's why you need the word, Lo Yizareya. Again, the word says, why don't we say this is a klal of prat? Dema, asher lo yaved bo is a klal, and lo yizare is a prat, and therefore we have the general rule, klal of prat, ein b'klal, elamash b'prat. So we are in media chrina lo. Why don't we say that this should specify that only Zriya is usher, but nothing else? So again, we've mentioned again this rule several times now. Asher changes around the klal of prat to make it just a generalized ribuyahu. The word asher takes it out of the normal way we darshan a klal of prat, and therefore it includes everything. And the Zriya tells us everything that's done in the ground itself, but you could work on top of the ground. You could comb flax. You could chisel stones on top of the ground. Then we quote the Mishnah. It says, Zichni ir rochatz in yideim chule, that the zakenim, after they do the egla rufa, they decapitate the animal, they have to wash their hands over there right by the animal. Tadar Rabban, we learn the Braisa. Pasuk tells us, V'chol zikni ha'ir ha'hi, all the elders of that specific city, from the Sanhedrin, Haktana of that city, and the others, Hakrovim el-Cholo, the city that is closest to the Cholo, to the dead body that they found, they all have to go, Yirchatsu Yedeim, Alo Egla, they have to go and wash the hands on the Egla Rufa, Alo Egla Harufa, Banochal, in that hard ground valley or bank of the river. Why? She'ein Talmud Omar Rufa, it didn't have to repeat, Al ha'egla ha'arufa. It could have just said, alo egla. So obviously, it's talking about the egla ha'arufa to come to teach us. So, matamaloma ha'arufa. Why did it repeat the word ha'arufa again? To teach us, al makom arifasa shel egla. It has to be done exactly at the place where they went and they chopped off the head of this egla. Then the Chacham say, the Zikne Yosei V'yomer Yodein lo shavchu es adam hazev einin lo ro. So the Mishnah darshes this and said, nu, do we really think for a sech v'chi ali beinu also, she based in shavchun dam, that this was the base then that did this, that they have to now declare their innocence? Ella, what did we explain? Ella lo bol yodeinu u'petrunu belo mezonis. As we had explained in the Mishnah, the elders of the town did not see this poor person and make sure that his needs were taken care of, that he was supplied with mezonos, and that he was escorted out of the town. So no, they state, no, we didn't know about this. If we'd known about this, of course we would have taken care of it. Then we learn the Braisa, Tanya, Hayr Meir Omer, Kofin Lelevaya, Sheshar HaLevaya, Ein Lo Shior. Rav Meir said how important it is to escort somebody out of a city, and he says this mitzvah is so important, it's a schar that you get for this Levaya, for escorting the person out of the city, Ein Lo Shior. It's so great that you can't even qualify how great the reward is for doing this mitzvah. How do we know that such a great reward? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, and this is a pasuk that we're bringing down from Shoftim, where it tells us a famous story that when the Bnei Ephraim and Manasseh were conquering their territory in Eretz Yisrael, and they were trying to capture the city of Beis El, so they didn't know how to get into the city, and they saw a person leaving the city, and he suggested, he pointed to them, as we'll see, he guided them where the entrance was, and they were able to conquer the city. So now let's see the Pesukim and see where Rabbi Meir gets the idea that the schar of the Levoya ain't Lashir. So the Pasuk says in Shoftim, Shenemar, Vayiru Hashomrim Ish Yotze Minoir. So the Klal Yisrael saw that a person left the city, Vayomulo, and they said to this man, Hareinu no, please show us Es Mevoir, how do we enter into the city, Yasinu Imcha Chesed, and we will do for you a Chesed. And then it says, Uksiv, Vayar Aim Es Mavoir, this person showed them the entrance to the city. And what was the chesed that the Bnei Ephraim and Menashe did to this person? Uma chesed asuimo, they killed out the entire city, but left him and his family untouched. Shekol Oso Ir Hargu, Lefi Chayr, Vaoso Aish, Umishpachto Shuchu. But they allowed this person and his whole family to escape unscathed. Now, so can we continue? It says, "Vayelech ish eretz achitim, vayiven ir, vayikroshim aluz." This person and his family, they left that city of Beis El, and they went to the Chitim area, and they built themselves a city which they called Luz. Now, hushma ad hayom hazeh. The pasuk continues and says it retains its name until this very day. And Rashi brings down when it uses this lashon up till this very day, it means forever. Kol makom, Rashi says the very last lines on the Tosa side of Rashi. Kol makom shneimar ad hayom hazeh li olam uli olme olamim hu. This means forever, not just until the time that it's written down in Nach, but it means even to this very day, forever. Now, Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, this city of Luz, he Luz, Shetzovim bought Tchelis. This city became a very wealthy city because they would go and dye the Tchelis over there. The dye came from the Azor of Sheva and Zvulun in the Kinneret area, but they would bring the dye here to this city of Luz, and that's where they actually did the actual dyeing of things with Tcheles. And this city Luz, he Luz, Shabbos Sancheiriv, below Bilbala. Sancheiriv came to the city, wasn't able to conquer it. Sancheiriv's modus operandi was he would conquer a city and remove the inhabitants from that area and bring them to somebody else so they'd be less interested in rebelling. He wasn't able to go do that to the city of Luz. So this city was protected, and even Sancheiriv wasn't able to mevalvo the city, go and take the people from here and move them someplace else. Likewise, Nebuchadnezzar came, he didn't have success in destroying the city of Luz. The Af Malach HaMoves and Lo Rishus Labarba. So much so that the city was protected because of this chesed that their founder had done to the Shevet of Ephraim and Menasheh by showing them the entrance to the city of Beis El. So even the Malach HaMoves doesn't have the right to go and kill somebody in this city. No, what happens when a person gets old and he's no longer able to go on with his life? So Ella, Zekanim Shabbat, the elders of the city, when they get to the stage where they can't go on with their life, Bizman Shadait and Kotzalam, they physically can't go on anymore, so they leave the city. Yotzin Chutz Lachoma, they go outside the wall, and then the Malach HaMoves is able to take them, the Hain Mason. Unbelievable power that this city had because of the original chesed that the founder did. And we see here an unbelievable Kabbal Chomer. Uma Kanani Zeh, this person from Beis El was a Kanani, Shalom Diber Bifid, and he didn't even speak and tell them, this is where the entrance of the city is. As we'll see, he just pointed to it. But Loholach Miraglav, and he didn't take him there. He just pointed to it. Nevertheless, Gorom Hatzolah, Lo, Lazaro, Adsof Kol Adoros. Nevertheless, he was given an unbelievable zechus, the unbelievable reward that forever his children living in Luz would not be destroyed by anybody, not even the Malach HaMoves. So Allah has gotten a kama, Misha Osa Lavoy Viraglav. If somebody escorts a person out of a city by walking them out, Allah has come to come, how much their reward will be. So that's what Rebbe is telling us from this Maisa in Shoftim, Shishchar Alavoya, Ein Lashir, the unbelievable reward you get for escorting a person out of the city. Now, how did this Kenani show the Ephraim and Menasheh that this was the entrance to the city? If he didn't speak to them, if he didn't take them there, as we just said, Lo Diber Bepiv, Lo Hal Baraglav, how did he show them where the entrance was? But Meher Olehem. So we have two opinions. Chizki Omar Bepiv Okam Lem. He, so to say, used his mouth to show them without actually saying the words. He moved his mouth to show them the direction. Rav Yochanan Amar be'etzmo harlem. He pointed, and we have a brisa that shows like Rav Yochanan. Tanya Kavasi Rav Yochanan b'shul sheknani zeh hera be'etzmo. The brisa says specifically he showed them with his finger. He pointed. That's the entrance. So garam hatzol lo zaro atzol kol ador. So he was zocha to have this salvation for himself and his family for all generations to come in the city of Luz. Rishu Levi tells us, if a person goes on the road, and nobody is escorting him, so what should he do? So it's dangerous. Yasuk b'Torah, go and learn Torah. Torah will be making. As the pasuk tells us, Shneimar ki levoya schein heim l'roshecha v'anokim, that the words of Torah will be for you a chein. They'll be for you a wonderful protection l'roshecha for your head. There'll be a chein for your head and anokim l'gagarosecha, and they'll be like necklaces around your neck. Another statement of Rishu Levi said, "Bishul Arba Psio Shalova Paro Avraham." Because of the four steps that Paro escorted Avraham Avinu, as the pasuk says, "Shemar Vayitzavlo Paro Anoshim Vegomer." So the rest of the pasuk says, "Vayitzavlo Paro Anoshim Vayishalchu Oso VeYisisto VeYiskol Shalov." So he escorted him. Nishtabed Bevon of Arba Yoshana. So he was zoche to subjugate Avram's children for 400 years, as the pasuk says, "Nemar ba'avadum inu osam arba mioshana." So, in the schus of his escorting Avram Avinu, just four steps, so he was given to subjugate Avram Avinu's children for 400 years. So, this again shows us the tremendous power of levoya. Rav continues to tell us, "Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, kol milaves chaveiro arba amos be'ir eino nizak." If you go and do levoya, you escort somebody out of the city for a distance of only even four amos, so then that will guarantee that person will, Baruch Hashem, have a safe trip. As Rashi says, Oso hayotzi laderech, that person going out will have a safe trip. Mara now brings a Maisa Shahoya. One time that exactly happened, Ravina Alave Lerava Bar Yitzchak Arba Amos Beir. One time Ravina escorted Rava Bar Yitzchak four amos, and something would have happened to Rava Bar Yitzchak on that trip, and it didn't happen. Motul Yidei Chazeka V'Yitzchak. It didn't occur that he was hurt. It was attributed to the fact that Ravina had escorted him, that Rava Bar Yitzchak did not get hurt. Where it continues, it says, Tanur Rabban, we learn the following braisa, Harav le Talmid, how far does the Rebbe have to escort the Talmid? So, Ad Ibur Shalir, he should go and escort him until the edge of the city. Ibur Shalir is a term that we use to describe, as Rashi says, Shiyotze Mimena, Behu Bebeis Chitzon Shebesoch Shivim Ama Vishiroyim Lebatir. This is the outskirts of the city, which is within 70 and two-thirds Ama of the city, the last house that's within that 72 and thirds Amma of the city. That's called Ibur Shalir. That's how far a Rebbe has to escort the Talmud. A Chavir L'Chavir, either one Talmud Chacham to another Talmud Chacham, or just a regular person to another regular person, has to escort them even further. Ad Chum Shabbos, they have to go up 2,000 Ammas outside of the city, beyond Ibur Shalir. And a Talmud to a Rebbe, Talmud L'Rav, and L'Shir. There is no limit. No, there is no limit. I mean, he has to walk him all the way home, has to go with him all the way to his house. The Kama, practically speaking, how far should the Talmud go and do Levoya with the Rebbe? So Abba Rav Sheshes Ad Parsa. Rav Sheshes says, Shigo Parsa. Parsa is 4 mil. So Tchum Shabbos is 1 mil. So he has to go an additional 3 mil. A Parsa, 4 mil. Again, a mil is roughly a kilometer. So you're talking here about roughly 4 kilometers. Now, Mark continues and says, we only said this v'lo amarn elo rabo sheina muvach, that which you have to escort your Rebbe, the distance of a parsa, 4 mil, that was when it's a regular Rebbe, but not your special Rebbe that you've learned most of your Torah from. The definition of a Rebbe muvach is the one that you learn most of your Torah from. That's one of the definitions. Avo rabo muvach, your Rebbe, shlosh the parsa, so you have to escort him 12 mil, 3 parsa, 12, 3 times 4, is 12 mil, 12 kilometers roughly. Rav Kahana, once alave le Rav Shimi bar Ashi, Mipumnara ad bay tsinods sinyasa de Bobo. He escorted him all the way from Pumnara, where they were, until a place called Bay Tsinyasa, which was in Bovel. Now, in this place, Rashi tells us there are a lot of palm trees growing. Mokomhu ubo de kolim harbe. There were a lot of palm trees over there. So they asked the question about these palm trees. So when they got there, Kimatu Hosam, Amalei, Rav Kahana, who was escorting his Rebbe, Rav Shimi bar Ashi, so he said to him, Rebbe, is it true? Vadai dom risu, is it true that the Rebbe said, Hanei tsinyosa, these, the column over here, the Bavel, in this place over here in Bavel, are in existence for a very long time. Mishnei Adam Arishon Isnu. They're here from the time of Adam Arishon. These are the original trees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. So Amalei, Rav Shimi bar Ashi said to his Talmud Rav Kahana, yes, at Karta Milsa, and you remind me of a statement, Amar Rav Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, and that reminds me of this member that Rav Yossi, Rabbi Chanina said. Rav Yossi, son of Rabbi Chanina, he said, why does the pasuk tell us? This is a pasuk that we have in Yirmiyahu. It says, the Eretz lo avar ba'ish, nobody went over there, and then it adds, v'lo yoshav adam sham, and nobody dwelled over there. I understand, it's duplicative. V'chim yach shlo avar, since nobody went over there, so how could it be? Hechon yoshav, what do you have to tell me that nobody was there? If nobody went there, so of course nobody dwelled there. And then we have, in parentheses, some more encourage the next words, because it's really repetitive. Umeachar shelo yoshav, if nobody dwelled over there, hechon avar, how could anybody pass through there? Now some say that it's not really repetitive, and some say that it's just wrong, because you could have a place that nobody lives in, but people pass through it. In any event, he said the following memra, this is, when it refers to this area, el eretz shegazar ole adam rishon liyishav nisyashva. Any place that adam rishon, when he saw the whole world, said, this place will become cultivated, this place will become a place where people will live. So, taka, that's what happened. Eretz shelogazar ole adam rishon, but if adam rishon did not say this place would become a land where people would live, then lo nisyashva, then nobody would ever go and live there. So what exactly does this mean? How does this answer the question of Rav Kahana? So Rashi explains, Nidra Masa lo nisyashev, v'haynu lo yoshav adam sham. That does that mean that no person will be there? Lo gazar adam rishon yishav sham. Adam rishon did not say that people would live there, and therefore v'haynu d'amri inshe. That's what people said, that isnu mishnei adam rishon. This area of palm trees was nigzar by adam rishon. Shegazar alav adam rishon yishav dekolim. That over here there would be the column. That's what was Gozer. But Lav Dafka, these were the original trees that were around from the time of Adam Rishon. It just that he was Gozer, that there would be trees in this place, and therefore there are trees in this place. Okay, Gemara continues and says, Rav Mordechai, once he was Alavie L'Rav Ashi Mehargunya, the Ad Bekipi. He escorted his Rebbe Rav Ashi, who was from Hargunya, all the way to Bekipi, a certain place. Others say the Amri Lo Ad Beidura. Others say it was to the place of Beidura. Okay. Mark Tinsel says, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbeinu. Rabbi Yochanan said again the name of Rabbi Meir. He didn't hear it directly from him. He said it over from his Rabbeinu who heard the name of Rabbi Meir. Kol Sheinu Malaveh, Umislaveh. If somebody doesn't either escort other people or he doesn't allow other people to escort him, Ki'ilu Shofech Damim. It's as if he is causing bloodshed. The Ben Yod explains over here that it's inappropriate for somebody to go and tell somebody who wishes to escort you, no, do not escort me, because you're basically potentially causing troubles. And therefore, you should allow somebody, you should go out of your way, if they say they'd like to escort you, to say, yes, don't tell them, no, don't escort me. Because, Shomale Livyu Anshe Yericho Le'Elisha, because if in fact the Anshe Yericho had escorted Elisha when he left Yericho, after he had turned the waters of Yericho from being bitter into being sweet, if the Anshe Yericho had escorted him, the following Ma'isa, the famous story about the bears attacking the children in Yericho, would not have occurred. Now, well, the story requires explanation, which we're going to do right now. Shenemar, the pasuk tells us, this psukim from Melachim Beis, Shenemar, Vayal Mishon Beis El, Elisha left Yericho and went to Beis El, Behu Ola B'derech, and as he was going on the road, Una'orim Kitanim, we'll have to explain, how can you be a Nar and a Katan at the same time? These weren't little children, as we'll see. Una'orim Kitanim, Yotsu Minoir, V'Yiskalsubo, and these Na'orim Kitanim came out of the city of Yericho, and Yiskalsubo is a euphemism over here. They did not praise him. They, in fact, cursed him. They made fun of him. And they told him, Ayomrulo, Alei Keriach, Alei Keriach. They told him, you bald one. They called Elisha, you bald one. You bald one, go away, go away. Okay, now, what's going on over here? So Amrulei Alei, they said to him, go away. Why? What was their rationale? Why were they upset with Elisha? Shekrachto Olenu es Hamakom. They called him the bald one because they meant to imply that you made us bald. In other words, you took away our parnasa. We used to bring sweet water to the people of Yericho because they had bitter water, but now that you made their water sweet, so we're out of a job. So they were upset at Elisha for taking away their parnasa. Why were they called Mai Una'orim Kitanim? Why this expression doesn't seem to make sense. Either they're Na'orim, which is adults, above the age of Bar Mitzvah, or the Kitanim, below the age of Bar Mitzvah. Some of Rav Loza says that meant that they were shemunuarim min hamitzos. They had no mitzos. They were adults, but they were called over here nuarim because they were nuarim and hamitzos. They were called kitanim shemiktani emuna, and they didn't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides them with a parnasa. So they had no mitzos. They weren't good people, and they had little belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu supplying them with a parnasa. They thought they made their parnasa. They didn't realize the parnasa came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. They were nuarim kitanim. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, in fact, they were Na'arim, Hayu. They were, in fact, adults, above the age of Bar Mitzvah. Uvizbizu atzmo kiktanim. But they made themselves into like being children by acting inappropriately over here. Certainly, calling Elisha, Alei Kereach, is a horrible thing to the Gadol Hadar, to call the Gadol Hadar, get out of here, you bald one, get out of here, you bald one, is a terrible chutzpah. So they acted like little children that were chutzpahnik. Maskel, Rav Yosef asked, wait a second, maybe they actually came from a place that is known as Na'arim, but they were really Kitanim. Maskel Rav Yossi says, V'dilma al shem mekoman. Maybe they were called children who came from Na'arim, because after all, Milok Siv, isn't there a pasuk, also in Melachim Beis, that tells us, Ba'aram yotsu gedudim, the nation of Aram went out as an army, Ba'yishbu me'eretz Yisrael, Na'ara Kitana. They got and captured a Nara Katana. What does it mean, Nara Katana? Kashalon. Either she's a Nara or she's a Katana. What are you saying, Nara Uktana? How could that possibly be? So I'm a Rabbi Vidas. Rabbi Vidas said she was a Katana and she came from a place called Nara, Dimin Na'oran. So maybe over here too, Rabbi Yosef says when the people are described over here as Na'orim Katana, maybe they were Katana who came from the city Na'oran. So Gemara says, no, can't be. Hasam lo mefarish makoma. There, it doesn't say where this girl was captured from, so it makes sense to say, when they call her Nara Kitana, that she was Kitana Diminorin. But here it says that Elisha went out Vayal Misham from Yericho to Beis El. So therefore, Hocha Mefurish Mekom, it says where they came from, so it doesn't make any sense to say that these children came from a place called the Orin. Okay. Mark continues, says, Vayifen Achrov Vayirim Vayikalim B'Shem Hashem. So Elisha hears these Na'arim Kitanim, calling him Alei Kereach, Alei Kereach. He turns around and he curses them in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now it says he turned around by Yireim. What did he see? So Rav tells us, Amar Rav, he just looked at them, Ra'a Mamish, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu then punished them because they were terrible people. What they had done was totally incorrect. Kiditanya, as the Braisa tells us, Rav Shimon Gamliel Amir, Kamakum Shinosnu Chacham Meneyem, omisa oni. If the chachamim look at something and they see that it's no good, so then, unfortunately, either death will occur or poverty will occur. Oni choshev kemes. We had this again. We're learning right before Lag BaOmer. So when he came out of the cave, so it says that he saw certain people doing things. He looked at them and noch nafshei. They died because they were terrible people. And the look of a tzaddik can sometimes shine the spotlight in Shemayim on them, and Rechmono Litzlan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can punish them for the sins that they have. Alternatively, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Ra, when the father says, Vayireim, he saw Shekula Nis'abra Behen Imam B'Yom HaKippurim. He saw that Nebuch, all of them were born with an Aveira. They were all born with their mothers that had relations on Yom Kippur. And of course, it's also to have relations on Yom Kippur, and therefore he saw that they had, unfortunately, from the very origins, they were bad. That's what Shmuel said. He saw that they were inappropriately having haircuts that were known as a beloris. It's some sort of a mohawk type of a haircut with a ponytail. In any event, he saw that they were wearing the hairstyles of the Amorim, which was, of course, inappropriate and not allowed. It was an Avodah Zarah practice that they had. That's what Rav Yitzchak Nachman said. And finally, Rav Yochanan Amar, Roa Shelo Haisa Behen Lichlucha Shel Mitzvah. He saw that they were totally bereft, devoid of any mitzvah. And therefore, unfortunately, they were going to get punished. But more questions says, maybe Vidilma Bizarayu Neva Hava. Maybe that they weren't having mitzvahs, they didn't have any lichluchas shel mitzvah, but maybe their children, their grandchildren, their great children would in fact be tzaddikim. So Amar Rav Loza says, lo bom, lo bizarram, atso kol adoros. It was known, obviously, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that not only they, but their children, all their descendants, would have had absolutely low zuchusim. We have the same idea by Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, vayar kol v'kol. He turned here and there, and he saw that nobody was there, so the Mefarshim explained that he saw not only they, but that their future descendants would not have anybody of value, and therefore he was killed with the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, so too over here, that Elisha, when he looked at them, Nebuch, they didn't have any zechusim, and even their descendants didn't have any zechusim, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them from the world. Then we continue darshaning. It says, Vateitzeno shtayim dubim min hayar. Two bears came out of the forest, and Vatipkano Mehem Arboy Mushne Yelodim, and these bears tore apart, they broke apart 42 of these Na'orim Kitanim. Sadawi Darshan, then we turn to Anzayan of Adalev, Rabu Shmuel. This is Machlokes between Rabu Shmuel and Chadomar Neis. One says it was a regular Neis, and Chadomar Neis Besochne said it was a maize, and it was within another Neis. What is that? Samadomar Neis says, Yar Haba Dubim Lohabu. The forest was already there, but there were no bears in the forest. The Neis was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made bears come out of that forest. And the other opinion was, either Rabbi Shmuel, Mandomar Neis Besochne says, Lo Yar Haba Velo Dubim Lohabu. There wasn't a forest there beforehand, and Hashem made a Neis that the forest occurred, and that bears were in this forest. Now, we've gone already pretty far. This is a very long shiur today, but Baruch Hashem, it's a beautiful dapim. We'll stop. We'll pick up this story tomorrow in Yitzhak Hashem. Have a great day.